Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 7. And if you want to play along with us, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram account at Fade Route Podcast. Click on our link in bio. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League, also entitled The Option, and play along with us. The lovely Rita Sanchez had a huge week last week, and she is now a full 10 points ahead of the rest of the field. Jesus. She's lapping the field. She's kicking our ass. Kicking our ass. So, let's see if she can keep the momentum going. Let's see if we can build some momentum. Because right now, we ain't looking so good. We all had the Jaguars in our Thursday night game. Woo! So we're going to jump right to Sunday. No international games this week. How lovely. How refreshing. The 5-1 Lions go into Baltimore to take on the 4-2 Ravens.
No, I'm taking the Lions.
Same. I'm pretty concerned about the wide receiver situation. I'm concerned about the running back situation with the Ravens. And, you know, they definitely need some more skill position guys. Where have I heard that argument before? The Ravens need more skill position guys. The 3-3 Las Vegas Raiders come east to Soldier Field to take on the 1-5 Chicago Bears.
What a mess that situation is. I don't even know where they're starting quarterback. I guess I'll take the Raiders, I guess.
This is tough, right? CBS Sports has them an 84% win. But is that 84% with Jimmy G? Because I can't see a rookie going in and, like, moving the needle at all. Josh Jacobs hasn't moved the needle. Davante Adams is not going to have a great game. Like, if this game is won, it's won on the defense. Because they're going to have to make Justin Fields look mortal, which is not hard to do. I talked myself into it. I'm going to go with the Bears. I talked myself into this.
Wait a minute. Justin Fields is out.
Oh, who's the
Justin Fields out? Dislocated his thumb. He's out, man.
Oh, who's in?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Bears this weekend. Ooh. Oh, Brian Hoyer is going to start for the Raiders.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer is starting for the Raiders. Let me see who's starting. God. Oh, so Bagent is starting for the Bears.
Oh God, no! Take the Raiders. Take the. I can pick. Let's take
Tyson
a tie.
Baguette.
Can we pick a tie? Tyson Baguette. What is this? Chicken bread? What is this? Can we pick a tie?
Chicken bread.
No? Will we have our first tie? Will we have a tie? Most likely. I'm gonna go with the Raiders. Begrudgingly, twist my arm.
Now we just need some rain, and it's gonna be a fantastic day.
Awful! Oh my God, that's terrible. That's awful. The 3-2 Cleveland Browns at the 3-3 Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, the Browns. I don't know what's going to go on with the Colts, man.
No Anthony Richardson for the rest of the year. Jonathan Taylor's back. You got Minshew under center. I mean, they're not going to be bad, right? There's enough pro there that they're not going to be bad, but they're not going to be good either. So I'm gonna go with the Browns as well.
The Browns
at the Colts.
Yeah, Browns.
Yeah. The 4-2 Bills go into Foxborough to take on the 1-5 New England Patriots.
Jeez. Patriots have only scored 72 points this year.
Wow.
72 points.
Bills. The Dolphins had that in one game, pretty much.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God. The Bills. It's got
to
be, right?
It has to be. Nope. Has to be.
Ain't nobody. Crazy enough. It's the Patriots. Ain't nobody. It would be a tight. It would be a Titanic upset if the Patriots knock off the Bills. You know, it's you gotta start taking the prop bets again about when Mac Jones gets benched. I know Coach Belichick said we're going back to the starting board. We're going back to the basics, and you know we're not gonna bench Mac Jones again. But if you're so putrid on offense, you gotta do something.
Yeah, I think it's the Patriots and the Steelers have scored the least amount of points this year. Steelers 79 and Patriots 72.
That's wild because the Giants exist.
It's wild because the Pittsburgh Steelers are also 3-2.
Yeah, that's insane. The 3-3 Washington Commanders go into MetLife to take on the 1-5 New York Football Giants.
Commies. Commies. Love my Commies. Sam Howell, baby.
I can't in good conscience take the Giants. I can't. There's nothing there that makes me say yes. Right? There's nothing here that gives me hope. I have no hope at this point. There is no hope with the Giants. Like, I'm trying to find things to hang my hat on. Yes, Wink Martindale has the defense playing better.
He does. I've got to give him a lot of credit.
I'll give him credit. Like, he rose to the challenge. We put up the poll. Is Wink going to be the fall guy? We put it up on our X account. It was 50-50. We may have to put up a poll again. Is Kafka going to be the fall guy? He might be a deserving fall guy. He went from being a head coach candidate elsewhere to running the most vanilla offense this side of Jason Garrett. Commies pretty, pretty handily. The 3-3 Falcons go into Raymond James Stadium to take on the 3-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Falcons.
Falcons. Oh. I'm going to take the Bucs. I think they have.
You watched them play last week.
So I'm going to roll with the Bucs. I think that they have a solid defense. Like, they are better than that one-off performance. The Falcons have not been great. They've been kind of eh. You know, they've shown flashes and then they've regressed. We'll see. We will see.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 3-2 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 3-3 Los Angeles Rams.
Taking, Yeah, I'm taking the Rams. Even though Stafford's never beaten the Rams, he's 0-2 all time against them. I mean, he's never beaten the Steelers. He's 0-2 all time against them. I am taking the Rams.
Steelers don't have enough on offense. They just don't. We've touched on that pretty handily. They've struggled scoring points. And you know who's good at preventing people from scoring points? Aaron Donald. The Los Angeles Rams are going to smoke the Steelers. The 1-5 Cardinals go into Lumen Field to take on the 3-2 Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, this is a big game. Hawks got to win this game. Got to win this game. You got to show who you are. I'm going with the Hawks.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks. And it's not close. The 2-3 Green Bay Packers go into the Mile High to take on the 1-5 Denver Broncos.
Jeez, do we even? I mean, come on. Broncos are going to lose. They got the pack.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Packers win. Do the Broncos fire Vance Joseph and hire Rex Ryan like the rumor mill states?
No. This will be a complete gut job at the end of the year. I think they're still trying to trade players. They're trying to trade Jerry Jeudy right now. I think they're trying to trade him to Pittsburgh. So
that'll move the needle. How would they trade Russ to Pittsburgh?
I don't know how that marriage is going to end.
In a bitter divorce.
I don't know. It's the money's the problem, Z. The money's a problem there. It's a real problem. I don't know how that's going to shake out.
Yeah. I mean, no contract is untradeable, right? We've learned that no contract is untradeable. You just have to find where you can.
There is nothing positive you can. There's just nothing positive you can say about this man.
There's nothing positive you can say about this team. You know, Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, put them all on the block.
I don't know what the hell happened to Jerry Jeudy, man.
I don't know either, but you know, it's gone downhill fast. The 2-3 Chargers go in Arrowhead to take on the 5-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chargers looked like not good last week taking the Chiefs. Should be decided by less than 6 points though for anybody who's choosing the point spread.
I'm going with the Chiefs as well. The Chargers charge. It's what they do. Brandon Staley is proving himself to not be an NFL head coach. Justin Herbert is hurt. And they just do not look ready for prime time. Your Sunday night special, potential game of the week. The 5-1 Dolphins go into the link to take on the 5-1 Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, this is the real game that everybody's looking for. Based off how the Dolphins played in Buffalo, I'm taking the Eagles. I need to see the Finns win on the road against a quality team before I would trust them.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Okay.
They pound the rock. We saw them destroy the Patriots' running defense. We saw them do that. We've seen it. So I think that's going to be more of what Coach McDaniel is going to do. I think he's just going to chip, chip, chip away. And that defense is going to hold enough because the Eagles offense is not as explosive. It's not as creative. It's not as good as it was last year. Julio Jones probably isn't even going to play since he just signed with the organization. And if he does, he's going to have a minimal role. AJ Brown's probably going to get frustrated. I can easily see. I can see the Dolphins winning by 1 to 2 touchdowns. And you are Monday night delight. Maybe.
Jeez.
The 5-1 49ers go into Minnesota to take on the 2-4 Minnesota Vikings.
Kirk Cousins came out this week and said he will not waive his no trade clause. He plans on finishing his contract with the Vikings, possibly even coming back next year. And for all those reasons, I'm taking the 49ers.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. That's all I'm going to say. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Teams on a bye this week.
Everybody.
And we got a lot. We got a lot. We have the Panthers, the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Texans, the Jets, and the Titans. How nice of the Cowboys and Titans to give the stage, the Cowboys and Texans, how nice of them to give the stage to the Rangers and the Astros? That's just really just on a silver platter. How benevolent of the NFL and benevolent of the Cowboys and Texans. So Panthers, Bengals, Cowboys, Texans, Jets, and Titans, adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.